Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, what's left of him. Wow, started feeling a little bad yesterday and went home and went to bed and, well, didn't get much better overnight. So what are you going to do? Feeling it a little bit, so I think we're going to take it easy today. But we would ask you, and we got plenty of stuff to talk about, we would ask you to kind of run the show today. And how you do that is simply by calling us here. You call us at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's 1-800-922-6680. You're listening to WCBM-680 on your radio. WCBM-680 is also our phone number. Translated numerically for the alphabetically challenged, 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Well, deer season is over. Yes, it is, except for some managed hunts out there and the archery season. Those of you who are out pursuing deer with a bow this morning, you're welcome to give us a call on your way to the deer stand. If you're out there after some ducks or geese, well, we've got some wind. We had some wind yesterday, and hopefully they blew in a few more ducks and a few more geese. But we'd love to hear from you at WCBM 680, 922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, toll-free in Maryland, 410-922-6680 in the immediate regional dialing area. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. Talk to you about anything you want to talk about, as long as it involves three subjects, and that's fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We can talk about guns. We can talk about firearms. We can talk about hunting of any kind, small game, large game, fishing of any kind. I'm more than glad to chat with you about it. We are also putting up for grabs some tickets. We have tickets to the Frederick, the NRA show in Frederick, the NRA outdoor show, and we'll be bringing you some commercials about that. And we also have a few tickets to the Eastern Outdoor Show in Harrisburg. I'll be giving those tickets away, too. Not sure how we're going to do that. Maybe we'll put you on a list and get your address, or maybe you'll just have to request them, or maybe we'll ask a quiz question. I don't know. But this hour, we're only giving two pairs of tickets away we're giving one pair of tickets away this hour to the Harrisburg show and two pairs of tickets away to the NRA show in Frederick. So we left a call with folks at the NRA show. Hopefully we'll get one of those guys call in today, but if not, that's okay too. A lot of things going on in their world as well. I've got the concluded the ATA show, the Archery Trade Association show, and that was in Columbus, Ohio. And then we go right into the SHOT Show, which is the big trade show for firearms and ammunition and accessories manufacturers. So there we go. All right. A couple of things coming out here this week from the Department of Natural Resources. Let's see what what's up with them. Any calls? No. All right. Well, okay. Let's see. We've talked about a reintroduction of elk here in Maryland, and I know that meetings have taken place between the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and various entities in Western Maryland that could be concerned about the introduction of elk. I know that the Garrett County commissioners have pretty much rejected out of hand anything in Garrett County, and you can read that letter if you like, and that's on the DNR website, but I'd invite you to go to the website that I run called MD Elk Info. And there you can see some management programs from the other states, and you can see what's happening with Maryland elk. But right now, this came out this week. The Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation announced plans to conduct an extensive public opinion survey to determine the viability of elk reintroduction to Western Maryland. Elk once roamed Maryland but have been absent since the 1700s. Society, culture, and economic questions will dominate the survey, which is scheduled to begin in February and conclude with a final report and analysis in April. The survey will reach a sample of residents across Maryland with a focus on residents of Western Maryland. Consensus from DNR's experts and impact stakeholders will be necessary for the final decision. We're pleased to announce this important step towards evaluating elk reintroduction in Western Maryland, said the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation Chairman David Sutherland. As my phone in my truck says, my sync system, calling David Sutherland. David Sutherland said that. The MLSF, Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, signed a contract with Responsive Management, a professional survey firm that specializes in public opinion and attitude surveys on wildlife management issues. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation will underwrite the survey through an MLSF grant. DNR will assist with a technical review of the survey instrument in the final report. We recognize the need to ensure scientific review of public opinion on this extraordinary and important question, said David Allen, president and CEO of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Restoring elk requires a supportive community. We are pleased to be a key partner to that end. What all this means is Mark Duda and his group at Responsive Management will send out a survey and sample people in Western Maryland, maybe some hunters, and they will then analyze that information. I was able to work with going way back, and Responsive Management is really good going way back. Mark and the group of Responsive Management were responsible for a number of surveys here in Maryland. One most recently when the fishing license fees were set to be increased, and earlier than that, Responsive Management worked with Maryland on the proposal to have an early muzzleloader season. And I was actually on that committee that formulated the questions from Responsive Management. So now we're talking about elk. Let's talk to Vince in Chestertown. Morning, Vince. How you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
Not so good, buddy.
I know. I heard you. I went, oh, man.
Yeah, it's rough.
Sorry about that. I know it is. No one likes it when it comes. So I called to get in a contest on that Eastern Outdoor Show tickets. That's always a good show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm getting ready to do maintenance on my fishing gear, and I got two questions.
Okay.
I got into fly fishing, and I do know I've been told that you should clean the line. What's the best way to do it? Like soap and water or something?
How old is the fishing line? How long?
About 2 years.
I'm not all that concerned about a two-year-old line unless you've been fishing in a lot of scummy water, you know, if you've been doing some largemouth fishing or something where there's a lot of algae and that type of thing. But, yeah, so mild soap and water is good. Something, you know, maybe just a low solution of maybe Dawn and water, something like that. But, you know, if it's a floating line, you want to redress that line with float. You know, there's all kinds of fly fishing line dressings out there.
I've been doing fresh and salt.
I would probably. Do you rinse the line with fresh water after you fish in salt water?
Lines and reels.
No, well, then you're good. I mean, if you do it at, you know, going along, you should be fine. Just look for it. Just examine the line. Just take, you know, at the last. Well, whatever line's been in the water, just take it and, you know, visually inspect it, and then maybe just a soft cloth and some soap and water, rinse it off real good. I think you'll be fine.
What's a good thing to clean your guides off with where they get that little stuff on it?
Usually rubbing alcohol works good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, rubbing alcohol on a Q-tip works pretty good.
Yeah, because I was going to use a small toothbrush to clean it.
No, that'd be fine. Yeah, just anything that's not going to cut your guides up that would cause any kind of nicks or anything that would weaken the line.
Now, one other question.
Yes, sir.
The guys sent me a notice from the fishing club that there's a different way that you have to register for the NOAA registration this year.
No, you just buy your regular saltwater license.
Oh, so it's no different than it was the last year.
No, and they're thinking about putting the new system online here in a couple of months, or a couple of weeks maybe. As far as buying your license, there's going to be a new system here in Maryland, but it hasn't been it's been beta tested right now, from what I understand.
What's this about a coastal license?
That's all included. That's all been taken care of. Our General Assembly took care of that last year. When you buy your license, all those fees and all the registration is going to be taken care of when you purchase your license.
All right, good, because that was another question.
Yep.
Well, I hope you feel better. You answered all my questions this morning.
Well, I'm trying.
It doesn't look like you feel up to maybe sitting out for duck hunting like you were talking about earlier.
I'd probably feel better if I was sitting out in the blind with the wind blowing in my face. I'd probably have my nose running all over my shotgun and rust it all up. But other than that, it'd be fine.
All right. Well, thanks this morning, Al. I get better.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Vince.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye. JT, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
First-time caller, first-time listener. I deal a lot in real estate, and I'd like to find out, is there a website that talks about different locations for hunting and fishing in Maryland?
Public
and
hunting? Public?
How many grant programs to preserve land for those activities?
Well, we have a lot of public land here in Maryland, and all that's available on the Department of Natural Resources website. Have you been on their site yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, it's very simple. You just got to go to www.dnr.maryland.gov, and you can go right there. And up in the right-hand corner, there's a search button for whatever you want it to be. Just click on public lands, or you can go to the wildlife.
I deal a lot with private landowners, and many of them want to preserve their land now for the future. Is there any grant program you're aware of or any things that would things help them to save their land? I know there is for farming, but what about for other activities?
You mean something that the state would supplement? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, the states or the counties. I live here in Carroll County.
Yeah.
They have a land preservation program for farming, but I don't know so for fishing or hunting.
Yeah, that's a good question, JT, and I'm going to ask you to drop me an email. And what I'll do with that email is I'll send that to some folks that I know that may be able to help you with that. Could you do that?
I certainly can.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is my email address.
All right, I got that. I'll send you an email this afternoon or actually tomorrow morning.
That'd be fine. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll answer that first of the week.
I'm going to an all-day continuing education class today to get my real estate license.
I got you. Well, hope you do well. Hope you do well. Lots of houses out there for sale.
Yeah, well, we sell them short sales and non-short sales, and we have a new safe short sale program, which does not hurt the homeowner's credit.
Well, that's good. Yeah, super. All right, sir, thank you for the call. Appreciate that very much, JT. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Blazing Bear in Eldersburg. Good morning, Bear. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you today?
I'm good.
Man,
well, kind of.
I'd like to make a comment about... You get that snot all over your gun barrel and rust it all up. You know they got Kleenex.
Yeah, well, I know, but it doesn't last very well long in a duck blind when it's all wet and muddy and stuff.
Hey, guess where old Blazing Bear's heading?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Eastern Maryland on a goose hunt.
No, oh, you called me when you did that last year. That's right.
Yeah, well, you said you couldn't afford a ticket, so I didn't get you one.
I did not say I couldn't afford a ticket. Well, don't you tell
you
me that, huh?
What did you say? I forget.
I said I had to do the radio show.
Oh, the radio show. That's right. Are you coming down later?
No.
Oh.
Couldn't afford it.
I'd be more than glad to talk to you about goose hunting.
Go ahead. Blazing Bear, tell me everything you know about goose hunting.
Well, I do know that geese are, they can't fly off the ground no more. because they got them weighted down up on the breast so they can't fly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is that turkey they do that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you and the family doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
Doing good?
Yeah, doing great. Can't complain.
I'm probably holding up another caller just by talking to you about dumb stuff because I'm not really a hunter.
Uh-huh.
I'm more of a golfer. When you get that golfing show together, I'll call you up more and tell you how to golf.
You'll tell us how to golf. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
the golfing people need to make money, too.
Well, see, I do know this. You accidentally killed a goose last year during that goose hunt, didn't you?
Well, somebody claimed he got it, but I said I got it. So you never know. They didn't do an autopsy on it. Scott was in there, so
yeah.
I guess I got the bragging rights.
All right.
I'm going to kill him again today.
Well, bring a couple home today, all right?
You want a couple?
Sure.
You eat them?
Yeah. I love them. I'll tell you what. Okay. I know how to cook them, too.
Well, we had a conversation about that coming down here, and they claimed that you have to eat them half raw.
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
No. My old buddy Dale from Denton taught me how to cook a goose in the crock pot. You breast them out. You season your breast, and you have a great seasoning for that.
Yeah.
Okay. You can season them overnight if you want.
Can you sell that?
Nope. You season them overnight if you want. Now, listen, okay? You put a can of chicken broth and a can of chicken gravy in the crock pot, put the seasoned breast in there, and let her cook.
Okay, well.
5-6 hours when they're done. Listen, when they're done, take them out, let them cool off, and then slice them and eat them like you eat jerky. It's good.
You know Dave Levitt?
Yeah, I know Dave real well.
He's a big-time restaurant owner there in Eldersburg somewhere.
Yeah, I know he is.
He was telling me how to cook the goose.
Well, I'll tell you what, David knows because David is a great cook, no question.
Well, I'm going to find out what kind of a shot he is today.
Oh, okay. Well,
he'll probably want to claim all the geese that we shoot, but...
Probably.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him out from underneath of it.
You're quite a sport there, buddy.
I am, sir. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for being open.
No problem. Take care, right. But take care,
God
Bear.
Bless.
Bye-bye. God bless. You got to love it. You just got to love it. Talked to Bobby Hawkins this week, and he's been busy at the shop at Bay Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site, and actually apply the correct Linex industrial or commercial or even consumer coating, whatever it takes, to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. So protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did, or feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner, or prolong the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with a new Aspartex floor coating. Now, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Or you can visit them online at baylinex.com. Call Bobby Hawkins, and that number is 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. 99 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks. Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store. Hey, I ran into some great folks the other day. Stopped by. It's outside of Salisbury. It's between Salisbury and Ocean City. It's called Allen and Marshall. Allen and Marshall Auctions. And they're proud to present their sixth annual Firearms and Men's Night Out auction sale on Friday night, February 3rd. Now, this is an extremely popular auction. People come from many, many places around the region. I think they told me 30 states. And now, it's on February 3rd, Friday night. Be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. Over 350 quality firearms, plus four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, and ammunition will all be auctioned off. All items will be sold regardless of price. There's no minimum, no reserve. If you've never bought at auction before, now's the time because you won't want to miss this incredible auction event. I'm going to give you a phone number a couple of times, and I'm going to give you a website, so be ready to write. For more information, call 410-835-0384 or visit AMAuctions, that's auctions with an S, .com, AMAuctions.com. That number again, you ready? 410-835-0384, or visit AMAuctions with an S, .com. Quite a place. Outside of Parsonsburg, Maryland, AM Auctions, Allen and Marshall Auctions, if you want to Google it. February 3rd, Friday night, Men's Night Out. Firearm sale.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's three big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 27th through the 29th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See nearly 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9, admitted free. Weekend passes available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to the show. It's the 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 3 to 9 p.m. Friday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, January 28th, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, January 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org. For more info,
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's the most important GOP debate of the year, and you can hear it live Monday night at 9 from South Carolina via Fox News Radio, right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change.
Nobody can quite say it like Hank Jr., can they? They just really can't. We know who to blame. All right. Hey, here is your smart green and growing tip from Maryland's Department of Natural Resources today. If you're looking for something positive to do indoors as temperatures plunge outside, do a little cleaning. Clean out your closet and donate the clothes you wear and the linens you don't use to a charity organization. That's from your Maryland Department of Natural Resources smart green and growing tip. I have no idea what that has to do with hunting or fishing, but there it is. Let's see. River herring, valuable bait source for a lot of people, use herring for bait. But the Maryland Department of Natural Resources confirms that there is now a statewide moratorium on the harvest of river herring, including the blueback and the alewife herring. This fishery closure was implemented on December 26, 2011, in response to a coastwide concern regarding the depressed stock levels of the blueback and alewife herring, said DNR Fisheries Service Director Tom O'Connell. This is evident by a 93% drop in commercial river herring landings along the Atlantic coast since 1985. So, in other words, in the last 25 years, we're only catching 7% of what we used to catch. The Maryland commercial harvest of river herring has been falling since the early 70s, when the yearly average was about 700,000 pounds. Between 90 and 99, the yearly average was roughly 164,000 pounds. In the last 5 years, from 2005 to 2010, the average was just 35,200 pounds. River herring contribute greatly to the dynamics of food chains in freshwater, estuarine, and marine habitats, and at one time supported fisheries of significant socioeconomic value. Maryland is not alone in taking action to restore river herring. River herring and other fish species that travel between Atlantic coast states from Maine to Florida are managed cooperatively by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Every state from Maine to Florida was required to implement a harvest moratorium by January 1, 2012, unless sustainability of their fishery was demonstrated through state-specific management plans. With few exceptions, it's now illegal to possess river herring in Maryland. Said Mike Luisi. He's the DNR Fisheries Service Assistant Director for Estuarine and Marine Fisheries. Bait shops with leftover river herring in storage that were harvested prior to December 26th may possess the fish until June 30th, 2012, by notifying DNR and having their inventory approved by February 6th. Dealers wishing to declare their river herring inventory should contact DNR River Herring Coordinator Harry Rickabaugh, and that phone number and extension is there, or Karen Capasalia, her extension is there as well on the press release. Anyone in possession of river herring as bait will need to have a receipt indicating where the herring was purchased. This will allow bait shops to sell and fishermen to possess river herring for bait that was harvested from a state whose fishery remains open as an ASMFC-approved sustainable fishery. States with open river herring fisheries include New York, Maine, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and North Carolina. There you go. No river herring. It's a dwindling species here in Maryland. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, wow. Let's see. Brook trout. Those of you who like to fish for trout, I love fishing for native brook trout. They're a lot of fun up in the mountains. Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service will host an open house from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 4th. That's a Saturday. To present the results from the brook trout population study in the Savage River watershed. Field research by scientists at DNR and the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Studies Appalachian Lab has shown declining trends in the Savage River brook trout populations. Dr. Robert Hildebrand of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Studies and DNR fisheries biologists will be on hand to share the results and discuss the current status of Savage River trout population. Visitors will be able to ask questions and offer their thoughts. The open house will take place at Allegheny Community College's Continuing Education Building at 12401 Willowbrook Road, and that's in Cumberland, Maryland, if you'd like to attend. Visitors are encouraged to stop by at their convenience. It should not take more than a half hour to observe and process the information. Interested citizens may also view the information and offer comments at online at dnr.maryland.gov /fisheries. So you can check that out as well. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we will be taking your phone calls. Have we given any tickets away yet, Ryan? One pair to the Eastern Sports Show. Okay. Well, we'll give two pairs away to the NRA show in Frederick, and you heard the commercials on that. The NRA Deerhead collection will be there, about 200 exhibitors. A little smaller show than Harrisburg, a little friendlier show. A lot of people that you know will be attending that show. That's coming up the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And the Ellis Outdoors, the Outdoors and Radio Show, and the Maryland Hunting Quarterly will have a booth there. We'll give two pair of tickets away to that show today. Actually, we'll give four pair away. We'll give two away before the end of the hour. But we'd love to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. So in case you decide you don't want to go duck hunting today or goose hunting anytime the rest of the season, you can certainly go into your closets and clean out your lightly used clothing and be generous with donating that to a local charity. I've been doing that for many, many years. Let's talk to Richard in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
Just talking about the elk in Maryland. I know Kentucky did really good with them. I'd like to see elk in Maryland.
Well, Kentucky did very well with them, and as did some other states, not without some problems. If you go on that elk website, MD Elk Info, you can see how some of the people in Kentucky feel about the elk, and you can see their management program. It's mdelkinfo.com. Where would you put them?
Oh, anywhere out in Western Maryland would be fine with me.
Yeah, okay. And would you anticipate a future hunting season? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yeah. I'd like to see get a lottery just like bear season. It would be nice.
Yeah, okay. Well,
the question is, would the governor tax them to live here?
Antler tax. Okay, you have you sir have 6 points on each side, so your tax rate is
yes.
I got
sure
you.
We can come up with a way.
I'm sure. Hey, I'm sure. Yeah, indeed. Maybe we can charge them to register their ear tags. You know, like our license plates.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Richard. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I got the tickets in the mail the other day, too, and I appreciate it.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I didn't send the second round out, the ones that we gave away last week. They're going out here in the next couple of days, but we'll get them out in plenty of time to go to the shows.
All right. Have a good night.
You
I'm
too,
day.
Buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I know you don't know what night from day sometimes with your job.
Right.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Richard. Take care. Let's talk to Joe over there in Crumpton, Maryland. How you doing, Joe?
Not too bad, Alan. How's it going?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Well, you sound a little under the weather this morning.
Yeah, I got a little sinus thing going on here, a little drippy drainage. Yeah, you know, so we're going to
give it a whirl, do a little goose hunting this morning.
Yeah, that's good.
We're setting the rig up as I'm speaking.
Yeah, and are you resetting it? Is it windy out there?
Yeah, it's a little breezy. I'd say maybe about 10 to 12 miles an hour, whipping a little bit.
No, that's not real bad. That's not real bad.
No. So. Listen, I've been listening to the show for a while now, and a lot of good information. Appreciate you folks, and I wanted to pass on something.
Good.
I get under the weather like you four or five times every year, back and forth from a doctor and different things, but get you some jelly vitamins and get you some vitamin C slices. It's your immune system, and I know you're busy and running and got to take care of yourself, Alan.
I know it, buddy. That's exactly what I do. I just work too hard.
I wouldn't believe it. My doctor kept preaching, and you know, I had to see packs and antibiotics and this and that. And let me tell you, take those vitamins and you'll be happy you did.
Vitamin C, huh?
Yes, get you orange slices. It's in an orange bottle off the shelf in Walmart, and they carry those multivites. They're cherry, peach, and berry. Let me tell you, two of them a day and one orange slice, you'll never get sick again.
I got it. I bought some oranges from the Lions Club out in Eldersburg here a while ago, and yeah, you're right. I've been a little lax on eating the oranges.
Well, there you go. You if you make sure that's done, your sick rate's going to go to nothing.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, I tell you what, I normally get bronchitis twice a year, and I haven't had bronchitis in over a year, and I'm not sure what the difference is. I guess just taking care of yourself a little bit. But yeah, when I get run down, I get, you know, and I meet people all over the state all the time. Some of them are sick, you know. I walk in, shake hands, Happy New Year, that kind of stuff. And
a lot of things contribute to that. Your meals, your rest, and I can imagine you're running and jumping and. You got to manage it a little better.
I got you. All right, buddy.
Sir, well, you have a good one.
I appreciate the tip. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Let's talk to Gary, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
What's up?
Sounds like with that runny nose, you really would like to be up in a deer stance right now.
Yeah, I would. it'd be like a buck grunt going on all the time, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, we just turned on your show. I don't know if you've discussed it earlier or not, but our curious waterfowl counts seem to be way down this year, and I'm wondering if you have any idea why that might be.
Well, there's a couple reasons. One of the main ones, and I don't want to give away too much, but we contacted a farmer on Maryland's Eastern Shore. And I'm going to run this in the hunting quarterly, and I'll give you a part of it. We've had a lot of hurricane damage up and down the coast. Dumped a lot of grain on the ground north of here, New England, New York. Maybe you heard about it. Dumped a lot of that on that grain on the ground. Now the other thing we've had is inclement weather. When I say that, I mean warm weather. Which has allowed, and a lot of rain, which has allowed the grasses to grow and everything remain green, also north of here.
Yeah.
We haven't had any weather to speak of as far as, you know, north winds to push those geese down. Every time I've been in the stand this year, it's been a south or southwest wind. You know, that's warm air coming in. But you know, when we have a north wind, like we're going to turn around this weekend and have a north wind, we'll start seeing some birds. Now, the other thing is, when you talk to DNR officials, they say there's plenty of birds here. They're just staying on the water. They're not jumping. You know, they don't have to. They can walk to their grass and eat something and go back on the water. So, I mean, you see 1,000 geese lift off. I mean, I was up in the deer stand last week. And, you know, 1,000 geese lifted off the Susquehanna up there, more than that, probably 10,000 geese. And you could hear them. I mean, it was just amazing numbers of geese, but they didn't go to land anywhere. They just circled around and went right back down on the water. But here's a couple things you might not have considered, okay? The cover crops that the farmers are planting now, there's something called oilseed tillage radishes that they're putting in as cover crops. Geese do not eat, nor do they want to land in the fields where this particular crop is planted on the Eastern Shore. Earlier planted cover crops and programs where farmers have an incentive to start fall operations earlier, get them out there harvesting their crops earlier, and then they, you know, reseed with these other cover crops that the geese don't like. Another thing that's happening is there's a shorter maturity on the corn. Corn now, different varieties of corn can mature from 98 to 105 days. That allows for earlier harvest and yield as that would equal corn that matures in almost 3 weeks longer, 107 to 120 days of those corn hybrids that have been used historically. So they're also saying that the modern harvesting equipment is super efficient compared to the machinery of years gone by, and leaves very little grain on the field, and the genetically modified organisms, or the hybrid corn that they're putting out now, is bred so that the stalks are less resistant to falling over, the ears are less resistant to falling off, so the stalk standability, the ear retention, and the resistance to disease and insect damage results in less lost grain in the field. Does that all that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's
and now there's another thing that there's a question whether these genetically modified grains, as far as the corn is concerned, may even taste different. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Wow. So
now you have now you have about five or six more excuses why you didn't kill your geese.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Add bad shooting to that, you really got a problem.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, everybody, you know, oh, it's a steel shot. Nah, it's not a steel shot.
Yes, right.
All right, buddy.
Okay, thanks,
Gary. Bye-bye. There we go. And as far as the ducks, I have no idea. Probably just the weather type of deal. So, speaking of geese, though, if you're not doing well on the geese, maybe it is what you're maybe it is how you're calling to them. Well, I would certainly suggest that you go online and check out SeanMann.com. I said a couple of weeks ago we were in the duck blind and some geese lifted off and everybody ran to their bag to get their goose call out, including me. And three Eastern Shoremen appeared. I mean, not the actual Eastern Shoreman person, but the goose call called an Eastern Shoreman from Sean Mann. Three of them appeared out of three different bags when we were out on the duck blind. So it's pretty interesting. If your season isn't going as well as you'd hope, maybe it's how you're talking to the geese. So follow the lead of thousands of other successful goose hunters. Consider an Eastern Shoreman goose call from Sean Mann Outdoors in 1985. Sean Mann not only became world goose calling champion, he revolutionized the waterfowl world with the introduction of the Eastern Shoreman goose call. Its unique design is capable of reproducing all the sounds of a Canada goose. Visit the website, www.seanmann.com, or call the office, 800-345-4539. 800-345-4539, or stop by your local waterfowl shop and ask them how to demonstrate how to use a Sean Mann, Eastern Shoreman, or even a short reed shorty goose call. And if you call the office, maybe even ask how to get a hunting trip together with Sean for this season here in Maryland or up in Canada next season. Sean Mann, 1-800-345-4539, or www.seanmann.com. You'll enjoy learning how to use that Eastern Shoreman goose call. Once you learn, the geese won't enjoy it so much.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
The Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Presented by Outdoor Channel and Comcast. New gear, new products, same great tradition. Over 1,200 exhibitors for the true sportsman. Check out the latest in gear, tackle, and techniques, including more gun manufacturers, two full archery halls, and hundreds of fishing items. Discounted tickets at EasternSportsShow.com. That's EasternSportsShow.com. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, PA.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
On the next Sean and Frank, Senator Jim DeMint will be our guest on his new book, Now or Never, and the upcoming South Carolina primary. Monday morning from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is a man called Paladin.
Got to sing that with a sore throat and stuffy nose. John in Ellicott City, how are you, sir?
Doing fine. How are you today, buddy?
What's up?
Hope you're feeling better. Hey, that song, that theme song brings back memories from my youth.
Yeah, me too.
Have Gun, Will Travel.
Yep. Who played who played Paladin?
Oh, God almighty. Richard. You got me. I can't. I know his name. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know. All right, maybe you'll think of it. Tell me what's what you called about.
I didn't tune in until about quarter after today, so I didn't know if you mentioned that hunting accident, what they call a hunting accident in PG County.
Tell me about it.
There were a group of guys in a state park.
Yeah.
The first report I heard on television said that they...
When was this now? When was this?
I believe it was on Sunday.
Okay.
And one of them shot his friend in the stomach with a shotgun.
Nice.
They charged him with hunting in a state park using buckshot. In a,
seriously.
Buckshot County. And they didn't say, I'm sure it was on Sunday because my wife looked up and said, my goodness, wait till your buddy talks about that next Saturday.
Oh, man.
And I said, you know, if it happened today, well, there's not even firearm season now. It would have been Sunday.
Right.
Firearm ended on Saturday.
That's correct.
But the thing that bugs me about that is they write those up on the accident report as hunting accidents.
Sure.
Poaching accidents, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. But they always do, and it just gives all of us a bad name. So I figured you'd probably hear about it and say something because you're in with the in crowd, man.
In with the in crowd, huh? You would think. You would think. Yeah, well, I was...
Boone was the name of the fellow, Richard Boone.
Thank you very much. I know it, yep.
I'm sure people will be calling up talking about the accident. It bugs me when they refer to it as a hunting accident.
Well, you know, that anytime a gun is in play in the woods, it's a hunting accident, you know. And, you shoot somebody accidentally with buckshot, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
And
I do have a question about the buckshot.
Go ahead.
You can use it in Dorchester County only in Maryland, correct?
That's correct.
I talked to a lady last year from Mississippi, and she said most of the areas down there, that's all they used, and why can you use it in Dorchester and no others? I didn't really know, unless it's the swampy area. Does that have something to do with it?
It has everything to do with the technique that's used to hunt sika deer. Sika deer are hunted in the marsh, and when you jump a sika deer in the marsh, you jump them like a rabbit.
Okay.
And that's basically the technique that's been adopted. I mean, you can sit in your tree stand and hunt one in the marsh with buckshot if you like, but the primary technique is the driving of the marsh, and when the sika deer jump, you can shoot. I don't know if I like buckshot or not. It's very effective, but I've never killed a deer with buckshot, and I've carried it, but I've never killed one with a deer with buckshot. Although friends of mine that use it say it works very well. To answer your question about that hunting accident, a Maryland man has been charged after an illegal hunting accident.
Okay.
All right. Maryland Natural Resources Police officials say they received a call for a hunting accident around 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh, it was Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. The accident occurred on land owned by the Maryland Park and Planning Commission. They found Ricky Johnson, 59, shot in the abdomen and the knee. He was taken to Prince George's County Hospital. Roy Conte, 57, was shooting at a deer and missed, striking Johnson. Conte was charged with negligent hunting, hunting without written permission, and illegal use of buckshot to hunt. Other members of the hunting party were also charged. Brian Creek, 33, was charged with hunting without a license, hunting without a safety certificate, illegal use of buckshot, hunting without written permission, and failure to carry a second form of ID. James Creek, I'm guessing father and son, was charged with failure to wear fluorescent orange, hunting without written permission, illegal use of buckshot, and failure to complete the field tag before removing a deer from the place of kill. Marcus Johnson, 56, was charged with hunting without written permission and illegal use of buckshot to hunt deer. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking these guys decided they wanted to go deer hunting since it was the last day of firearm season. They were putting on a deer drive. Somebody got in the way of a deer that jumped while they were pushing out a thicket or something like that.
Right.
Just pretty stupid stuff, in my opinion. And I hope they all face charges, and I hope they all go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Or at least a stiff fine.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, are you going to be up Friday night at the show?
Yes, sir. I'll be there. For a while. I got another engagement. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Stop by and see you. Usually get there early on Friday.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care, buddy.
All right, John. Bye-bye.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick January 27th through the 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission's $10, NRA members $8, kids under 9 admitted free, with weekend passes available. The 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information.
All right, I'll do that.
Well, we come to the end of the first hour. We hope that you have a very successful day out there today, all you goose hunters and wannabe goose hunters, duck hunters, and anybody else who's out there maybe after rabbits or squirrels or small game or ducks or whatever it might be. And if you're going fishing today, God bless you. Careful out there in the water. Wear your life jacket. Stay out of the water. It can kill you right now this time of year in about 5 or 10 minutes. You lose all capacity for hypothermia, and we don't want that to happen. We want you to just get out, and stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for